Task 2. You will hear 5 short extracts featuring healthcare professionals talking to colleagues at an international conference. For questions 6 to 10, match what each speaker is doing to options A to H. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers. Speaker 1.
So basically what you're saying is that you would recommend ultrasound-guided intervention for carpal tunnel release because it's minimally invasive and the recovery time is faster because it's done under local anaesthesia. And the disadvantages are that there is an increased risk of nerve injury and incomplete release.
Speaker 2.
We've been very impressed with them so far, and we've been using them for around 6 months now. They've got a very efficient ordering system, which means we don't have to keep cancelling procedures because the sets haven't turned up or are delayed, like we did before. So basically, we're getting through a lot more operations, and that means we're meeting our targets, so the managers are happy, which keeps them off our backs. I'd certainly give them a go in your position.
Speaker 3.
Don't be too hard on yourself. You only had half an hour, so it's no wonder you felt it was rushed. But that didn't come across to the audience. You made some very valid points, and the handouts cover everything in more depth in any case. And every speaker I've ever seen experienced some technical issues at the start of their presentation, so don't beat yourself up.
Speaker 4.
There were 2 excellent workshops this afternoon, but they clash, unfortunately. That's what often happens at these events. There are always so many guest speakers on offer and you want to go to everything. So, how about I sign up for the one titled The Biochemistry of Lipid Droplet Metabolism and you go to the one titled Technologies for Detecting and Analysing Lipid Droplets. Then we can exchange notes later and neither of us misses out.
Speaker 5.
I think you're being slightly overcritical, to be honest. They've clearly made huge progress with their vaccination programme in very difficult circumstances, and personally I take my hat off to them. It's very easy to criticise, but unless you've worked in a developing country like I have, it's hard to appreciate the challenges healthcare professionals face over there on a daily basis.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
So basically what you're saying is that you would recommend ultrasound-guided intervention for carpal tunnel release because it's minimally invasive and the recovery time is faster because it's done under local anaesthesia. And the disadvantages are that there is an increased risk of nerve injury and incomplete release.
Speaker 2.
We've been very impressed with them so far and we've been using them for around 6 months now. They've got a very efficient ordering system, which means we don't have to keep cancelling procedures because the sets haven't turned up or are delayed, like we did before. So basically, we're getting through a lot more operations, and that means we're meeting our targets, so the managers are happy, which keeps them off our backs. I'd certainly give them a go in your position.
Speaker 3.
Don't be too hard on yourself. You only had half an hour, so it's no wonder you felt it was rushed. But that didn't come across to the audience. You made some very valid points, and the handouts cover everything in more depth in any case. And every speaker I've ever seen experienced some technical issues at the start of their presentation, so don't beat yourself up.
Speaker 4.
There were 2 excellent workshops this afternoon, but they clash, unfortunately. That's what often happens at these events. There are always so many guest speakers on offer, and you want to go to everything. So, how about I sign up for the one titled The Biochemistry of Lipid Droplet Metabolism and you go to the one titled Technologies for Detecting and Analysing Lipid Droplets. Then we can exchange notes later and neither of us misses out.
Speaker 5.
I think you're being slightly overcritical, to be honest. They've clearly made huge progress with their vaccination programme in very difficult circumstances and personally I take my hat off to them. It's very easy to criticise, but unless you've worked in a developing country like I have, it's hard to appreciate the challenges healthcare professionals face over there on a daily basis.
That is the end of task 2.